The U.S. has pledged to protect Japan days after North Korea threatened to launch a nuclear attack on Tokyo.
I also confirmed to the foreign minister that the U.S.-Japan alliance has really never been stronger than it is today, and that U.S. is fully committed to the defense of Japan.
Kerry made the comment after talks with Japanese Foreign Minister Fumio Kishida. The U.S. top diplomat is in Tokyo on the last leg of a tour that also took him to China and South Korea. Kerry has discussed the ongoing tensions on the Korean Peninsula with top officials in Beijing and Seoul. He called on Pyongyang to join talks. Tensions rose on the Korean Peninsula amid joint military drills by Washington and Seoul last month when the U.S. flew its nuclear bombers. North Korea called the move provocative and threatened a preemptive nuclear strike against the U.S. and its regional allies. Washington has said it's taking Pyongyang's threats seriously. We're going to cross over to California now. We're being joined by Christine J. Hong, assistant professor at UC Santa Cruz. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV. Now, looking at the situation at the Korean Peninsula, it seems no matter what the U.S. does to quote-unquote diffuse tensions, it seems to provoke North Korea even further. What do you make of that?
You know, I have yet to see the U.S. attempt to diffuse tensions. You know, instead, what you've seen is a series of actions that the U.S. has taken that have themselves been extraordinarily provocative. You know, even as U.S. policymakers and legislators reserve the use of that term to describe North Korea alone, it's very difficult to describe, as you mentioned in your story, the U.S. flying B-2 stealth bombers and dropping dummy munitions over the Korean Peninsula in a simulated first nuclear strike against North Korea is anything but very bellicose and very provocative in its own right.
Right. Now, do you think these moves made by the U.S. were a lapse in judgment and error, or do you think that the U.S. Really calculated it in such a way that it wanted such a reaction from North Korea?
Well, that's a great question. I would say that the official response that, the U.S. gives, and, you just played a clip with John Kerry in which he essentially said, we stand ready at the defense of our allies in the region. And, so too did the United States justify its spectacular war games and all of these, its sort of forward deployed posture and its sort of military spectacles as basically a reassurance to its South Korean and other regional allies that the U.S. will stand behind them. But as you say, these have effects also of destabilizing the region, and it's very clear that China is uneasy by U.S. moves within the region. As much as John Kerry attempted to get China, on the sort of U.S. policy sort of, trying to get, China to align itself with the U.S. policy agenda, China and the United States have very different interests within the region, and China sees America's forward deployed posture, its moving of missile defense systems into the region, as a threat to China's sovereignty as well.
Okay, we're just going to have to see how this pans out. That was Christine J. Hong, assistant professor with UC Santa Cruz, joining us on the line from California. Many thanks indeed for your comments here on Press TV.